Palleted storage. Large items or items with high velocity are usually stored on pallets, which may be stacked on the floor or on pallet racks. Generally, as many items as possible are palletized to enable efficient handling. Lock stacking. With block stacking, pallets are placed directly on the warehouse floor and stacked, if their characteristics allow this, for example, if the pallet contents are crush-resistant. Pallet posts, inserted at each corner of a pallet, can help prevent damage for vulnerable goods, but inserting the posts does add a labor step. After the first pallet is placed, the second pallet is placed on top of the first. The third pallet is placed in front of the first stack, and so on. Lock stacking can also be used for products that cannot be palletized easily, for example, paper rolls, kegs, refrigerators. The top layer of product must be complete and level for pallets to be stacked. Forklifts must be able to drive between rows and also access the backs of rows. To avoid having to move pallets out of the way, each row contains only one SKU. Rushton et al. Note that block stacking is simple and useful when there are few product SKUs and high throughput. However, it is not very efficient in terms of cube utilization. Because of honeycombing, only 70% of pallet positions will be used. Stacked pallets may need to be unstacked before being moved into a container due to height restrictions. There may also be poor use of vertical space because of stacking limits. The pallets are also retrieved in a last-in, first-out, LIFO manner. Drive-in/drive-through racks. In this rack system, pallets sit on flanges extending from uprights. The flanges and the pallets bear the goods weight, and therefore pallets can be stacked much higher than in block stacking, making it very dense storage. A drive-in system is shown in Exhibit 4-66. Exhibit 4-66, drive-in racks. The driver enters through the uprights and deposits the first pallet onto the floor. The next pallet is placed on the set of flanges above the first pallet, and this is repeated to a height of about 30 feet or 10 to 11 meters. Then the next stack is stored in the same manner. Like block stacking, drive-in rack storage is a LIFO system and it has the same honeycombing issues. However, since it can use more of the cube capacity, it is a good choice for storing a few SKUs with a lot of pallets. Its major drawback is driver strain. The driver must maneuver the pallet past uprights and onto flanges and then reverse out of the aisle. It is a slow and stressful process. The use of battery-powered satellites or shuttles makes the process a bit less stressful. The driver positions a satellite at the front of each row and each level as the row is filled. The first pallet in the row is laid on the satellite, which shuttles the pallet to the deepest position in the level, lays it there, and returns to the row front to receive the next pallet. This is also a LIFO system, unless an aisle is added at the back to allow a forklift to retrieve pallets from that end. Different SKUs can be stored on each level since they are put away and retrieved by level. The hardware does take up some vertical space, however, decreasing the total height of the racks. In a pushback racking system, the driver places the first pallet at the front end of the level on a wheeled frame or set of rollers, and then uses the second pallet to push the first one deeper into the row and the third to push the second one in further. This system requires special deep-reach forklifts that can reach into the rack to retrieve the second and third pallets once the first pallet is removed. A flow rack system uses gravity to assist put-away and retrieval. The driver places the first pallet onto a downward tilting rack. The unit slides on rollers as far as it can. Then the next unit is inserted into the rack. The pallets are retrieved from the other side, so the system is FIFO. As each pallet is removed, the next slides forward. An advantage of this system is that replenishment takes place on one aisle while picking takes place in another aisle, possibly with a conveyor in it for placing picked product, so the activities do not interfere with one another. Exhibit 4-67 illustrates a multi-level flow rack with a conveyor belt system. Exhibit 4-67, flow rack, adjustable pallet racks. Adjustable pallet racks, APR, are the most common type of rack system found in warehouses. Horizontal beams are attached to vertical frames that are bolted into the floor. Conceptually, the horizontal racks can be relocated to adjust the height of the layers. Practically, this requires emptying the racks and recalculating the frame's integrity. Pallet racking construction or reconfiguration may require consulting with a racking supplier to determine and recalculate allowable loads. There will also be applicable construction regulations that require compliance. Exhibit 4-68 shows how the layers can be adjusted to accommodate various full, half, or pallet layer racking at or near the ground level for picking and full pallet storage at higher levels. Having the right number of each type of space can significantly improve warehouse capacity usage. Exhibit 4-68. Adjustable pallet racks. The pallets are single deep, which accommodates SKUs with few pallets that need to be accessed in a FIFO, first-in, first-out manner. It reduces honeycombing as well. However, the space dedicated to aisles increases. For products that do not require FIFO retrieval, there are double-deep APR. They provide more capacity but also require special equipment, reach or scissor trucks. Powered mobile racks. Imagine a grocery store or library with multiple aisles running parallel to each other. Think how much space could be saved if the rows could be pushed together until someone needed to access something in one of the rows. You could simply push the rows apart to create, temporarily, the necessary aisle. Once the item was retrieved, the rows could be pushed back together. This is what powered mobile racks do. Each frame is single deep and moves on rails embedded in the warehouse floor. The forklift drives down the newly formed aisle to pull the pallet. Exhibit 4-69 shows a mobile rack. Exhibit 4-69, mobile racks. Source, Spacesaver Corporation. Used with permission. Since the rack is single deep, the pallet location utilization is high, but the system is expensive and the rate of put-away and retrieval is slow. This makes it more practical for locations with limited footprints, for example, urban warehouses. Rushton et al. Note that this system is useful for refrigerated goods, where density helps maintain lower temperatures and saves energy costs. While all racking requirements should be addressed during facility design, if there is a desire to add this type of racking later, the floor may need to be modified since this method often requires steel runners set flush into the concrete.